Welcome back to Mbaga Media, Tech Talk. Today, we're diving deep into something that might seem small but has huge implications for our feline friends, hydration. Specifically, we're talking about why your cat needs a water fountain and what makes a good one.
That's right. It's one of those fundamental aspects of pet care that's so easy to overlook, yet it's incredibly vital for their health. You might think your cat is drinking enough from their bowl, but the reality for many cats is quite different.
Exactly. And the root of this often lies in their evolutionary history. Domestic cats are descendants of desert-dwelling wildcats, remember? In the wild, they'd get most of their moisture from the prey they hunted: rodents, birds, insects, all of which are naturally high in water content.
So, their instinctual drive to seek out water from a standing source, like a bowl, isn't as strong as, say, a dog's. They're programmed to get hydration passively, through their diet, not actively from a bowl. And when that's not met, we start seeing problems.
And those problems can be pretty serious. One of the most common is an increased risk of urinary tract infections, or UTIs. When urine is too concentrated from lack of water, it irritates the bladder and creates a breeding ground for bacteria.
Beyond UTIs, chronic dehydration is a major contributor to kidney disease in cats. Their kidneys are filtration powerhouses, and they need adequate water to do their job efficiently. Constantly working with less water puts a huge strain on them over time.
And it doesn't stop there. Constipation is another common ailment linked to dehydration. It's much harder for the digestive system to function without enough moisture to soften stool. Even dental issues can be exacerbated because a lack of saliva means more bacteria build up in the mouth.
These aren't minor inconveniences either. Dealing with UTIs, kidney disease, or chronic constipation means frequent vet visits, specialized diets, medications, and potentially very expensive treatments. It's not just the financial burden, but the emotional toll of seeing your pet in discomfort.
And that's precisely why proactive solutions are so important. This is where cat water fountains really come into play. They're not just a fancy gadget, they're a thoughtfully designed tool to encourage a fundamental healthy behavior.
Absolutely. So, our goal here, drawing from some great testing and insights, is to cut through the marketing hype and identify which fountains genuinely encourage cats to drink more. We looked at a variety of factors, from how appealing they are to cats to how easy they are to maintain.
Right. So, we know why hydration is crucial, but what actually makes a cat water fountain effective? What should we be looking for when considering one for our own furry friends? Let's break down the key features.
The fundamental purpose is simple: provide fresh, moving water that appeals to a cat's natural instincts. Unlike a stagnant bowl, moving water signals freshness and safety to cats, mimicking natural sources like streams or drips. This movement and aeration make the water taste and smell more appealing.
And beyond just moving water, the material is a big consideration. You typically see stainless steel, ceramic, and plastic. Stainless steel is often a top choice. It's durable, easy to clean, and non-porous, making it hygienic and resistant to bacteria.
Ceramic is also good. It's heavy, which prevents tipping, and usually easy to clean, but it can be fragile. Plastic, while often the most affordable, can be problematic. Over time, plastic can develop micro-scratches that harbor bacteria, and some cats can even get jaw acne from prolonged contact.
That's a really important point about plastic. For hygiene and long-term durability, stainless steel or ceramic are generally preferred. Then we move to the filtration system, which is arguably one of the most critical components.
Absolutely. A good system goes beyond just circulating water, it actively purifies it. Most effective fountains use a multi-stage process. This typically includes an activated carbon filter to remove odors, chlorine, and impurities affecting taste.
And alongside that, you'll often find a foam pre-filter. This traps larger debris like pet hair and food particles, preventing them from clogging the pump. Together, these filters ensure the water is as clean and fresh as possible, removing visible gunk and dissolved contaminants.
But with filtration comes maintenance. You need to consider how often filters need replacing, usually every 2 to 4 weeks, and factor in that ongoing cost. It's a commitment, but a necessary one for optimal water quality.
The heart of the fountain is the pump. Noise is a huge factor here. Many cats are sensitive to loud or unusual noises, so a noisy pump can actually deter them from drinking. We looked for pumps that operate quietly, almost near silent.
And some fountains offer adjustable flow settings, which is great for customizing the water stream, a gentle trickle for a timid cat or a more dynamic stream for a playful one. Beyond noise, ease of disassembly for cleaning is paramount.
A pump that's difficult to take apart makes regular maintenance a chore, which, as we know, can lead to it being neglected. Capacity and design also play significant roles. How much water does it hold? Larger capacity means less frequent refilling, a real convenience, especially with multiple cats.
However, a larger fountain also takes up more space. Ease of refilling is another design consideration. Can you pour water in without spilling? And is the overall design intuitive for cleaning? Owner ergonomics matter too. A cumbersome fountain is less likely to be maintained properly.
Finally, power source. Most run on electricity, so cord length and routing are important for safety. You don't want them easily accessible for chewing or creating a tripping hazard. A crucial safety feature is a low water shutoff mechanism
that automatically turns the pump off when the water level is too low, preventing the pump from burning out or causing a fire hazard. So, with all these criteria in mind, let's dive into some top performers from testing.
All right, let's talk recommendations. Our top pick, the brand and model name, the overall best, truly impressed us across the board. It excelled with its superb filtration system, keeping water fresh and clean for extended periods. It was also remarkably quiet.
The material, sturdy stainless steel, felt robust and was a breeze to clean. What really stood out was how quickly our cats took to it. The gentle, bubbling stream was universally appealing. Assembly was straightforward, and refilling was simple.
The only real consideration might be its price point, which is on the higher end, and the ongoing cost of its proprietary filters. But for the quality and performance, we felt it justified the investment for many owners.
For those on a tighter budget, the brand and model name Best Value is an absolute winner. This fountain delivers essential features without breaking the bank. Its filtration is effective for everyday use, keeping water palatable.
While perhaps not as whisper quiet as our top pick, the pump noise was well within acceptable limits and didn't faze our feline testers. The plastic construction is a compromise, but it's a durable, BPA-free plastic that held up well.
What makes it a great budget-friendly option is its reliable performance and decent capacity at a fraction of the cost of premium models. It proves you don't need to spend a fortune to get the benefits of a water fountain.
Now, for those with particularly discerning or hesitant cats, the brand and model name Best for picky drinkers is worth a serious look. This fountain incorporates unique features to pique a cat's interest, like multiple spout options.
You can switch between different water flow patterns, from a gentle cascade to a more playful bubbling stream. We observed one shy cat who was initially wary but became fascinated by the subtle movement and sound of this model's adjustable stream.
It really highlights how individual cats have preferences, and this fountain caters to that variability. Its filtration is solid, and while cleaning requires a bit more attention due to the various parts, the payoff in cat engagement can be significant.
If you're managing a multi-cat household or frequently find yourself away from home, the brand and model name Best Large Capacity Fountain is a game changer. This model boasts an impressively large water reservoir, easily holding enough for several days.
This is a massive convenience factor. It's robustly built and the filtration system is capable of handling the increased volume. The main downside, as you might expect, is that it does take up more counter space.
But for the peace of mind and reduced maintenance hassle it offers, especially for busy owners or those with multiple feline residents, it's an excellent choice. And for many owners, the thought of cleaning can be daunting.
That's why we highlighted the brand and model name Easiest to Clean. This fountain was designed with maintenance in mind. Disassembly is incredibly intuitive, parts simply click or slide apart without fuss.
Most components, including the basin and spouts, are dishwasher safe, which is a huge time saver. Even hand washing is a breeze thanks to the smooth surfaces and minimal nooks and crannies. The pump is also easily accessible and simple to clean.
This ease of cleaning is crucial because a fountain that's easy to maintain is a fountain that will be maintained, ensuring your cat always has access to fresh, clean water. Rounding out our list, we have a few more excellent contenders.
The Model X impressed us with its ultra-quiet pump. It was genuinely difficult to hear it running, making it perfect for very sensitive cats or owners easily disturbed by ambient noise. Its sleek, modern aesthetic also makes it visually appealing.
And then there's the Model Y, which offers a unique tiered design that some cats seem to particularly enjoy, providing multiple levels and drinking styles. It's well-built and performs reliably, making it another strong option.
Each of these remaining fountains brings something valuable to the table, whether it's exceptional quietness, a unique design, or simply reliable performance. So, you've picked out a fountain, now how do you ensure your cat actually uses it? This is where a little patience and strategic introduction come into play.
Indeed. One of the most critical factors is placement. Think like a cat. They prefer their resources, food, water, litter boxes, to be in separate, quiet locations. Placing the fountain right next to their food bowls or litter box might be a turnoff.
Instead, choose a quiet corner of a room where they feel safe and where the fountain won't be constantly bumped or disturbed. Consider the height, too. While many sit on the floor, some cats might prefer a slightly elevated position, mimicking a more natural drinking spot.
When you first set up the fountain, give it a thorough clean according to the manufacturer's instructions to remove any residues. Before plugging it in, make sure the pump is fully submerged. Plugging in a dry pump can damage it.
Once assembled and filled, let it run for a few hours before introducing your cat. This allows them to get accustomed to the sound and movement without feeling pressured. Encouraging exploration is key.
You can use positive reinforcement. When your cat shows interest, sniffing around it or looking at it, offer gentle praise or a small, high-value treat. Never force them to drink or push them towards the fountain.
Some owners find success by adding a tiny amount of cat-safe broth, like unseasoned chicken or tuna water, to the fountain water just for the first day or two. This can help pique their curiosity with a familiar scent.
Once they start drinking, you can gradually phase out the added flavor. Playing near the fountain with a favorite wand toy can also draw their attention to the area and, by extension, the water source. It's all about making it a positive experience.
If your cat remains hesitant, don't despair. Troubleshooting might be necessary. Is the pump making an unusual noise? Check if it's vibrating against the plastic or the surface it's sitting on. A small mat underneath can help dampen vibrations.
If the water flow seems too strong or erratic, see if there's an adjustment setting. Sometimes, simply blocking one of the streams with a finger for a moment can create a gentler flow that's more appealing. And, of course, always ensure the water is fresh and the filter is clean.
Most importantly, remember that patience is a virtue. Every cat is an individual, and some may take days, or even a week or two, to warm up to their new water source. Continue to make the area positive and calm, and let them explore on their own terms.
They will eventually realize it's a reliable and appealing source of hydration. Now, once your cat is happily drinking, it's crucial to maintain the fountain for optimal health and performance. Neglecting maintenance can turn a beneficial gadget into a potential health hazard.
On a daily or every other day basis, your primary task is to check the water level and top it up. You might also want to give the basin a quick rinse to dislodge any developing slime or film. This simple habit goes a long way.
A more thorough cleaning should be done weekly. This involves completely disassembling the fountain. You'll want to wash all components, the basin, spouts, filter housing, and pump housing, with warm, soapy water.
A soft brush, like an old toothbrush or a specialized bottle brush, is invaluable for getting into those nooks and crannies where slime can hide. After washing, rinse everything thoroughly to ensure no soap residue remains, as soap can be harmful to cats.
The pump itself requires special attention. Regularly check the pump intake, that small grate where water is drawn in. Hair, kibble dust, and other debris can clog this, reducing water flow and straining the pump.
If you notice reduced flow, even after cleaning the basin, it's time to disassemble the pump. Most pumps have a removable cover to access the impeller, the tiny propeller that moves the water. Gently clean this and the surrounding area.
Filter replacement is another non-negotiable aspect of maintenance. You must follow the manufacturer's recommendations for changing filters, typically every 2 to 4 weeks. A clogged filter can't effectively remove impurities.
Worse, a clogged filter can restrict water flow to the pump, potentially causing it to overheat or fail. You'll notice a difference in water clarity and taste when filters are past their prime, so stay on top of that schedule.
Regarding the water itself, using filtered tap water or bottled water can be beneficial if your tap water has a strong taste or is heavily treated. However, avoid using distilled water, as it lacks beneficial trace minerals and can potentially leach them from your CAT system.
So, to recap the maintenance, daily checks for water level, weekly deep cleaning of all parts including the pump, and regular filter replacements are essential. If your fountain suddenly stops running, check the power connection and ensure the pump is submerged. Reduced flow usually means the pump intake or impeller needs cleaning.
An unpleasant odor usually means it's time for a thorough cleaning and a fresh filter. Consistent maintenance ensures your fountain remains an effective, healthy, and appealing source of hydration, contributing significantly to your cat's long-term health and happiness.
Let's circle back for a moment to the broader health implications. We talked about UTIs and kidney disease, which are critical. But the impact of poor hydration extends further, subtly affecting a cat's overall vitality and well-being in ways that might not immediately scream emergency vet visit.
Consider their skin and coat. Proper hydration is crucial for healthy skin and a lustrous coat. Dehydrated cats can have dry, flaky skin, and their fur might appear dull and brittle. This can indicate underlying discomfort and a compromised skin barrier.
A cat that is drinking adequately will often have softer skin and a glossier coat, a visible testament to their internal health. Then there are energy levels. A slightly dehydrated cat might seem a bit lethargic, sleeping more, playing less, and appearing less engaged.
This can be easily mistaken for typical cat behavior, but if you notice a subtle decrease in their usual zest for life, it's worth considering hydration as a factor. Think of it as a low battery warning for their internal systems.
And let's not forget about digestion beyond just constipation. Water is integral to nutrient absorption. When food passes through the digestive tract without adequate moisture, the body can't effectively absorb the nutrients, even from a high-quality diet.
It's a bit like trying to digest a dry cracker versus a moist meal. One is far more efficient. The beauty of a well-designed cat water fountain is that it addresses these issues not through medication, but by simply making it easier and more appealing for your cat to do what they should be doing naturally.
It's a proactive, preventative measure that supports their entire physiological system. It's about fostering good habits that pay dividends in long-term health and happiness. Let's revisit the materials aspect, specifically plastic.
While we've noted concerns about micro-scratches and jaw acne, not all plastics are equal. High-quality, BPA-free plastics are better, but they're still more prone to scratching and harboring bacteria than stainless steel or ceramic over time.
If you opt for plastic, be extra diligent with cleaning and replacement schedules. And always monitor your cat for any signs of chin irritation. If you see any bumps or redness, it's a clear signal to switch materials. Stainless steel is often the most hygienic and durable long-term investment.
Its non-porous surface is incredibly resistant to bacterial growth and doesn't scratch easily, making it a superior choice for maintaining water purity. The filtration system is another area where nuances can make a big difference.
We mentioned activated carbon and foam filters as standard. Some higher-end models might incorporate additional layers, like ion exchange resin or UV sterilization. While beneficial, these often come with higher price tags and more complex maintenance.
For most cats, a good quality activated carbon and foam filter combination will be sufficient. The key takeaway is that the filter isn't passive, it's actively working to improve water quality, and its effectiveness diminishes over time, making regular replacement non-negotiable.
When we talk about the pump, the noise factor is paramount. Cats have incredibly sensitive hearing. A constant hum that might be unnoticeable to us can be a persistent irritant to them. That's why testing for near-silent operation was critical.
Some pumps are inherently quieter due to design and component quality. Others might be designed to be submerged to muffle sound, or the fountain itself might have internal baffles. Prioritizing a quiet fountain is wise for sensitive cats or owners.
A trick we sometimes employ is placing a small, dense rubber mat or a folded towel underneath the fountain. This helps isolate vibrations that might travel through the surface it's sitting on, further reducing potential noise. It's a simple fix that can make a big difference.
The best for picky drinkers category is fascinating because it acknowledges that cats aren't monolithic. They have preferences, and catering to those can be the key to success. The adjustable flow settings are a brilliant feature.
Some cats are drawn to the sound and movement of a more vigorous stream, while others prefer a gentle trickle. The ability to customize the water's presentation can be the difference between an ignored fountain and a beloved hydration station. We saw this firsthand with a timid tabby who would drink happily from a model with a soft, bubbling flow.
Experimenting with these settings, if available, can be a fun way to discover your cat's specific preferences. Let's expand a little on the best large-capacity fountain. For owners of multiple cats, this isn't just a convenience, it's a necessity.
Imagine a scenario with three cats, each needing a significant amount of water daily. A smaller fountain might require refilling multiple times a day in such a household. A large-capacity fountain, holding perhaps 3 to 5 liters, can significantly reduce that burden.
This ensures there's always ample fresh water available for everyone, even during busy workdays or short overnight trips. This also means less stress for the owner, knowing their pet's hydration needs are consistently met. The trade-off, as we mentioned, is space. These larger units can be quite substantial.
It's important to measure your available space before purchasing one. Now, for the critical how to introduce section. It's not just about placing the fountain and hoping for the best. It's about creating a positive association. Think of it as introducing a new toy or food.
You wouldn't force a cat to play with a toy they're scared of, would you? The same applies here. The goal is to make the fountain seem interesting, safe, and rewarding. The placement advice is crucial. Cats are creatures of habit and comfort.
A busy, high-traffic area is a no-go. A quiet corner in the living room, a spare bedroom, or even a well-lit hallway where they feel secure is ideal. And the separation of resources is key. If food bowls are right next to the fountain, it can feel like their territory is being invaded.
Or it might simply be too much stimulation all at once. Cats often prefer to eat and then move to a different spot to drink, much like their wild ancestors who wouldn't want to contaminate their kill site with water. The cat-safe broth trick is a powerful one, but it needs to be used carefully.
You want to use just a tiny amount, and only for the initial introduction phase. The idea is to entice them with a familiar scent, making the new water source seem more appealing. Once they start drinking from it, you can gradually reduce and then eliminate the added broth.
It's about making the transition as smooth and positive as possible. And remember, if your cat is still hesitant, troubleshooting is key. Check for unusual pump noises, ensure the flow isn't too aggressive, and always confirm the water is fresh and the filter is clean. These small adjustments can often make all the difference.
Absolutely. So, to wrap up, a cat water fountain isn't just a luxury item, it's a vital tool for promoting proper hydration, which in turn supports overall feline health, from preventing UTIs and kidney issues to maintaining healthy skin and energy levels.
By understanding what makes a fountain effective, the material, filtration, pump quietness, and ease of maintenance, and by being patient with the introduction process, we can significantly improve our cat's well-being. It's a small investment for a healthier, happier feline companion.
Couldn't agree more. Thanks for joining us on Boga Media Tech Talk. We'll be back next time with more insights into the world of technology and how it impacts our lives and our pets.
Until then, keep your cats hydrated and happy.